Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, joins us now.
There's still 5 minutes left. You need to save the hour.
They don't call him the best color man in the business.
Exactly. Broadcast school's really paying off.
I mean, I was just looking for something. I don't know. I mean, it just threw me off guard, man. That wasn't in our show prep list.
Yeah, that was
thing.
Quite a curveball I threw.
Yeah, yeah. Right. It was right at my head and it fell off the table.
All right, Joe. Well, Vanderbilt hosting Tennessee tonight. Basketball, the first meeting of 09 between those two teams. And, you know, I'm sitting there looking at the matchup, trying to figure out what kind of game I think it's going to be tempo-wise. Will it be a grinded-out sort of game? Will it be up and down a little bit, a combination of both? And what do you think Vanderbilt wants it to be?
Well, I think it'll be a combination of both. I think kind of what we saw at Mississippi State, a team that tried to rush to offense, Vanderbilt did now, tried to push the tempo and rush to offense and not play against a set defense and take care of a fast break when they had their opportunities. But I don't think they want to run all the time. I think they would like to have Tennessee have to play half-court set defense because I think the Commodores feel like if they run against that defense for some time, they'll get a pretty decent look. Tennessee probably wants to push the tempo more. They want to make you play out of your comfort zone. They want to force you to turn the ball over so they can get out in transition. You know, they're averaging 83 points a game, but they're giving up 76 a game. So they want that faster, helter-skelter kind of pace. I don't think Vanderbilt wants to go that far with it, but they don't mind, you know, pushing it now and then. These are two teams that are kind of struggling offensively, really, when you think about it. Even though Tennessee is, you know, averaging 83 points a game, they're both shooting about 45% from the floor. The difference statistically, you know, is Vanderbilt's giving up about 36% from the floor, Tennessee 44. So if Vanderbilt can play better defense as they have, you know, they'll have a good shot at home. But this is going to be a grinded out physical kind of game, just like this one always seems to be.
Joe, you figure that Kevin Stallings is going to pack the lane, you know, make Tennessee beat them from the outside.
Oh, I would imagine that Bruce Pearl will probably do the same thing to a degree, given both of these teams' struggles from outside, at least consistently. And I think we're going to see a lot of that. AJ is going to get a lot of traffic inside. You know, every time he touched the ball in the game down in Starkville, there was a second or a third defender right up under him almost immediately. So until one of these teams proves that they can hit the ball or hit the shot consistently from the perimeter, I think they're both going to have to deal with a lot of traffic in the lane.
Jeffrey Taylor kind of got shackled in the Georgia game, but I thought he played a really solid game on Saturday, especially you know, when a variety of players got into foul trouble. You know, he needed to be that other offensive option.
And it seemed like maybe for the first time he sort of threw the team on his back there for a stretch of the second half. As you said, you know, guys in foul trouble and all that, and really became a go-to guy offensively. I hope we continue to see more of that because, you know, we've played, you know, how many games we've played now, and I've yet to see one guy that can shut him down one-on-one. He just has such an explosive, quick first step. He jumps so well. And he's developing his perimeter shot. He's getting a little more comfortable with that, which makes him even harder to guard. So I hope we continue to see that because he certainly becomes a tremendous option offensively for us.
The women's top 25 is out for this week. Vanderbilt number 17 moving up a spot in the AP rankings.
Yeah, interesting. You know, they had a great week and a half, obviously. They beat Tennessee and then beat LSU on Sunday. LSU, another one of those SEC teams with a lot of youth, but a lot of young talent that's only going to get better. So this is a big week for Vanderbilt now because they have two road games. They go on the road to play Thursday at Georgia, which is always a great game, and then Sunday at South Carolina. So if they want to solidify their position in the conference and in those national rankings, they need to have some success on the road.
Joe, I know you can't talk about specifics, but last weekend was a very important one for the football team. A lot of big-time recruits, including one, you know, who goes, I guess we'll get into more specifics later.
Yep.
But we'll just say that a big weekend recruiting for Vanderbilt football, you hope they can piggyback the bowl win into something good here.
I think they will, Mark. It was a really big weekend. You know, you usually, in this stretch coming up prior to the signing date, you usually have one or two really big recruiting weekends, and that was one of them. And from all indications, it went extremely well. You know, they are really targeting some specific needs and seem to be getting some very good responses. Let's face it, when you have a finish to a season like they've had, if you're already in the door, it enhances you getting back in a little closer. And if you haven't been able to get in the door, a lot of times that will let you in. So I think they'll take advantage of it.
7 o'clock pregame tonight for Vanderbilt in Tennessee. This man, Joe Fisher, will be at the microphone. Joe, thanks as always.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you later.